With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. An Illinois advocacy group is suing Montana Governor Steve Bullock over one of his trademark campaign finance policies targeting so-called dark money in politics. The lawsuit, announced Wednesday, asks a federal judge to strike down Montana's almost year-old policy that requires certain businesses seeking contracts with the state to disclose donors and spending on elections. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The filing in U.S. District Court in Montana says Illinois Opportunity Project plans to send thousands of mailers to Montana voters in the final months of the state's 2020 race for governor.
This case is about the First Amendment.
Daniel Sir is an attorney with the Liberty Justice Center, which is representing Illinois Opportunity Project in the case. The group, whose website says it promotes policy advancing, quote, free markets and free minds, unquote, writes in its legal filing that it hopes to urge Montana candidates not to support campaign finance policies like those of Governor Bullock.
This nation has a long and proud history, stretching all the way back to the Founding Fathers and the Federalist Papers, of people engaging in the public square based on their ideas and the power of their ideas, not based on their name or who's paying for it or publishing it, but based on the strength of the ideas themselves.
Sir is talking about anonymous advocacy or spending in politics, what some others, like Montana Governor Steve Bullock, refer to as dark money.
You know, if folks want to try to buy our elections, Montanans expect we at least know who's doing the buying.
Bullock has built much of his political identity as a campaign finance reformer, first as Montana's attorney general and governor, and now as a presidential candidate. The executive order he signed in June of 2018 make state agencies require potential contractors selling more than $25,000 in services or $50,000 worth of goods to disclose money given to candidates, political parties, or other groups paying for electioneering communication. The order was praised by advocates for campaign finance transparency for pushing Montana's policy a step further than most other states.
This is just some out-of-state, actually dark money group that wants to sue us, and we don't even know who funds them.
The lawsuit this week says Bullock's order for certain government contractors to reveal their political spending violates free speech and privacy rights. The Liberty Justice Center's Daniel Sir says political donors could be harassed or retaliated against because of their support for certain issues, and the First Amendment to the United States Constitution protects anonymous issue advocacy. The court filing argues that if Bullock's executive order remains state policy, the Illinois group will, quote, chill its own speech and not engage in its desired communication, unquote. The case has been assigned to Judge Charles Lovell. A hearing has not yet been set. According to the governor's office, Bullock's executive order applies to an estimated 500 to 600 state contracts a year. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.